All right, let's dive right into the word. Today, interesting thought. Interesting thought. Do you know, let me just tell you this sermon real quick so I won't forget later. So I call this sermon, Who is God looking for? Who is God looking for? This sermon, actually, I wrote a long time ago, but it's so fundamental, guys, in developing of who you are. When I was like way younger, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever, I asked this question to God. What are you looking for in a person? Isn't a good question? What are you looking for? We know what we are looking for. We're looking for visible things. And you know, God will never, we think God is looking for anointed, blessed, gifted, but God will never, how should I say, reward you for something He gave you. You didn't get it. He will, okay, I'll give you a gift. And then I say, wow, you are gifted. What are you talking about? You just gave me this gift. I have nothing to do with it. So guys, please understand, God will never reward you or me on a basis of what He gave you. So anointing, gone. You will never be rewarded for anointing. It's not yours. You never pay for it. You never receive it. Just get it. I will never receive reward on a gifting of speaking and preaching. None. Because I never worked for it. I just born with it. I just sit and yap all day. You know what I mean? See, the thing is, and we are absolutely confused in the body of Christ. We think we're going to be rewarded for gifts, anointing, our influence, our clicks and watch and blah, blah. God says that will never reward you on the basis of that. But what God is looking for, that's the questions of today. I will not take long. I'll try to be short and sweet. But even my bad English not going to prevent me from going a long time. So that's okay. But I'll try. Before we go there, God told me, look into the anointing people throughout the history that fall. What is the problem with generation? Did you ever read the books that called God's generals? Do you not? If you guys never, please, I'm asking you, I'm begging you. Find those books. They are everywhere. Audible, you can download them and listen to them if you cannot read. Please download at least one of the books. It's just supposed to be three parts. It's a big book. I read them all. Insane insight on anointing people, on revivals, on leadership. Even to the point that books explain you how people, why people fail. Big people, influential people, anointing, power, like people that brought millions, guys, no joke, millions to Jesus Christ. And they fall and fall bad. And God told me, research this and you will understand. It took me a while. You can even look, you know, I love 2024. It's getting exposed everything. Isn't it right? Everything gets exposed right now. You see all those preachers and evangelists, they're like flop, 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 flop. Soon as one flopped, soon as you get a shock of that, another one flops. And you're just like, Jesus, what's going on? Jesus uncovers something hidden. This is actually God's grace. He uncovers something so you will not die in your sin. You see what I mean? He exposes you because He loves you. That's the thing. So He told me, research. It took me a while. I read books. I read researches. And God told me, watch. You know, the problem is never their anointing. They've been anointed for all of their time. They have no problem with giftings, anointing, influence, praying, healing the sick, all kinds of miracles, no problem. But soon as this comes to their character, morality, soon as this comes to their boundaries, that's where the problem is. See, the thing is, we think we are, it's something that we have. It's absolutely wrong. God stripping you down to give you something on the inside of you that no one can touch. No one can take away from you. What is this? This is your character. this is your principles, and that's the honor. You see what I mean? See, that's the things we're going to talk about today. When we watch great influential people fall, what do we see? If we look closely enough, almost all of them fell because they departed from their principles, character, and honor. See, question, what God cannot create? He said, like, he cannot create everything, not everything. What God cannot create? He cannot create pure heart. You don't get it. That's why God is looking for people with what? Pure heart. See, the thing is, God cannot create, he cannot create character. That's why he is looking for people with the character. That means this is on us to develop this. Do you know why Lucifer fell? The failure of Lucifer. He was anointing cherubim. He was worshiping. Read about him. It's in the Bible. So why he fell? Because of the flaw in his character and the heart. He decided to do something and he became that. Did you get it? He became that. So what is God looking? He's looking for something in you and me that he cannot create or give you. He's looking for something that only you can develop and have. Oh, guys. Oh, today's gonna be fun. Today's gonna be fun. Get ready. What does a person look for in God? What are we looking in God for? What other people looking in you, what they recognize? Only what they can see. They see somebody can speak and preach and, like, you know, like, pray the paint off the walls and, like, prophesy and heal the sick. This is not what not God is looking for. This is not yours. People looking for that. What are we looking for in God? Identity, calling, anointing, position, etc. We look, and this is a good thing. You should look for identity, calling. That's good. But what God is looking in a person? What, he's not looking for this. He gave you this. God is looking in a person for principles, character, and honor. You know, you can have principle, character, and honor, still make mistakes. But what gonna bring you back? Principles, character, and honor. See, those boundaries that you built with God. Remember Job? We're going to read about Job today. Remember Job? He said, I decided to make covenant with my eyes, not to look lustfully at the woman. Can you imagine? He decided. A lot of people, they put everything on Satan. Oh, this is his fault. Or they put a lot of things on Jesus. Oh, Jesus didn't give me this. Jesus not going to give you character. He's not going to give you principles. He's not going to give you pure heart. You need to look for this. Look, what should I say? Pray for this. Develop this. Make sure this is the part of who you are. And when Satan took everything visible from Job, remember the story of Job? He took everything visible, invisible qualities that brought everything back. And Satan has only one agenda, so Job can curse God to his face. Remember that story? That's the only one thing. Job fighting and taking everything, his health, his family, his wealth, his lands, and everything he owned, everything took. But he cannot take. See, the Satan can take everything from you, but he cannot take your character. Did you get this, guys? He cannot take this because this is who you are. So, what is character and principles? Let's see. When you do work for somebody else, you construct something for somebody else. Did you put the carpet the right way? Hello? Would you do this installation of tile like you installed it for a customer? Would you do it in your own house? You said, like, no, I chipped out here. I faked over here. I used the wrong glue over there. I cut corner over here. See, this is the character flaw. You see what I mean? When nobody see you, how you behave. Oh, it's so quiet here today. What's going on? Aren't we in the Baptist church? Come on, people. Say amen or ouch. Say something. All right? See, we think, why devil has something against me? Why my heaven is closed? Because devil has argument in the spirit, because you cut corner, you try to make more money, and because you want to make more money, you bought the cheap material, you bought this, and you will never do this for your family and yourself. That means your character has a flaw and you need to address this, because Bible says, do unto others and you would father do to yourself. Basically, you will reap what you sow. What do you sow when nobody sees you? See, Bible says all invisible will be exposed. Do you want your invisible to be exposed? Because if you live righteous life, you want your invisible to be exposed. Because you do something for people hungry, you feed them, nobody seen you. You don't want to take pictures, you're not going to put it online. You just clothe people without clothes. You just feed the hungry. You just do all this work. Basically, you do in hidden places. You do something, nobody sees you. And when God comes, Bible says he will expose everything hidden. So if you live right, you want God to expose you. If you live wrong, you're scared of God to expose you. And that's the answer for your question. What am I doing? What am I need to develop? See, we think God is looking for something big, wide, huge, awesome, arenas, worship band, prophecies, ministry, you know, views and influence. God says, I don't care about this. I care about something that nobody sees. I care about something on the inside of you, because this is who you are. This is not who I am. You can take this church, you can take this pulpit, you can take everything, but who you are cannot be taken. And that's what we need to concentrate in this generation to develop, because this generation concentrated on absolutely wrong things. Am I right? Absolutely wrong things. We think successful people, it's people with a lot of money. And what do? You preach this stuff, and then people go into all kinds of trouble to get more money. Bible didn't teach about this. Bible didn't say anything about this. But Bible always say about characters, about your boundaries, about your heart. Amen? So, he will never reward what he gave, but he always reward what you develop, what you invest into. See, that's why God, because he gave me something, he gave you something else. To other people, he gave way more than you and me combined. So we will not be rewarded on this. God will reward you and me on a basis of what everybody has the same. And what's same? We all have heart. And your progress, what did you do when this person came to you? How you behave towards people? How you deal in business, how you conduct yourself, how you ride your car. Of course, when you pull up to the church parking lot, you are an angel. Hello, young people. But as soon as you're gone, you're the devil. Cut people off. And you see people like flipping you off, you know, as you go. That's not good. You need to change your ways. ouch, yeah, if not a man says ouch. See guys, these things that we don't care, but Bible, God cares about this. And long time ago, God told me, please son, concentrate on invisible. Develop your morals, character. How you guys look towards other person's wife? How you girls look to others? Other person's husband. How you look? What do you think? See, this is the things that we consist of. This is the decisions that we make, and those decisions make us. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, you want me to preach something positive? It's not gonna happen today. I'm not that type of a person. I will tell you like it is. And if you want to change, you change. If you don't want to change, that's your decision, right? See, understand, these are the very things God cannot create or give to a person. Principles, character, honor, pure heart. These are the product of human heart. Basically, as soon as I decide God showed me the way, but I need to take the decision. I need to go. I need to follow. I need to say, I am sorry. Amen. I need to go to the, my job site that I screw that client and redo stuff in my own money just because I'm doing it for God, not for that person, for the little fatter check. You see what I mean? See, guys, please understand, this is what God sees. This is what church missing out. Church is always like, yeah, be loud, obnoxious, just praise, dance. God says, who you are when it's Monday morning? Hello. Because Sunday morning, you're an angel. You're the son of God. What about Monday evening? Ooh, that's a hard one. This is precisely what God looks in the people. This is what he searches for. And when God told me, this is the qualities I'm looking, I'm searching for. Remember when God says, I looked for a person, I searched for a person, and I found the David. See, he did mistakes. Trust me, people with good character still make mistakes. But mistakes is not who you are. See, character is who you are. I made mistake and my character told me, this is mistake, repent and don't do this again. See, if you have no characters, no principles, there is nothing to correct you. See what I mean? And you fall further and further away because there is nothing to correct you. But what is correcting you? Something that you put on the inside of you, those boundaries that you said, I'm setting this, I'm making myself, you know, like a little walls where I go and I cannot go over there. I'm setting these boundaries for my heart. See, the easiest way to check who you are is if, for example, if I want to know who you are, I don't need to go to visible. I go to your brother, like your blood brother, and say, like, do you honor him? He's like, oh, no, he's obnoxious. He's a beep. I said, like, here you go. See, guys, when we, you in church, you're beautiful, you're blessed. But soon as you go home, this is who you are. You're not hiding your, you know, your characters, your principles. See, when I want to know who persons are, I'm asking his wife. Does she honor him? Does she love him? Does she respect him? Because this is based on who that person is in his secret place, in his house, where you don't have to hide anything. And you don't care what people are going to say about you. You are who you are. See, this is the key things. Please notice this. As I'm speaking, please let Holy Spirit speak into you. Let Holy Spirit speak to you. Let him expose something in your character that needs correction. Okay? You like it so far? All right. See, what is stern personality? Stern personality is not money, because money can be given, can be taken away. Not the number of friends. Friends can come and go. Not your expensive clothes, beautiful face, figure, your connections, your car, your house. It has nothing to do with you. Stern personality is a set of godly principles, strong character, and honor. See, this is who God blesses. This, if you want to know who God chooses for the next move, it's not anointed people. It's honorable people. It's people with godly character. It's people with strong but biblical principles. That's who he picks. And see, those are the things that nobody wants to invest. Why? Because nobody sees them. See, we are humans. We wanna only invest in something that I can see and everybody else can see. Which is what? House, beautiful woman, beautiful man, money, business, car, whatever. Something visible. Pulpit, loud mouth, whatever. You know, that's what he wants. You tell, oh, I want to be that. No, you don't want to do it. Because you don't know the character. You don't know the person on the inside. See, in this, I refuse to follow and pursue all this fluff. You see what I mean? I don't care. I want to pursue something that makes you. If I see somebody that his wife respects and honor, I want to ask him a question, dude, who you are? Because wives don't behave to their husbands this way. They usually, yeah, mine, whatever. You know, like you can see when wife doesn't respect his husband. You know what I mean? They just don't care. Just like, yeah, ask him, whatever, just bleh. But when you see a wife that respects his husband, see, I don't care about anointing. I'm looking for that. I'm noticing that. I don't notice your car. Tomorrow you get an accident, then boom, there is no car. Bye-bye. I don't care about your money. Money can come, but next day you're bankrupt. Who cares? But if this is your identity, I feel sorry for you. If your identity, your car, usually you know how you check person's identity? What's come up more than 20 times in your profile? Hold on. I know not going to be amen. It's going to be ouch right now. You want to see who you think you are, roll your feed and see what comes up more than 20 times, and you will know who you think you are. Hello. Some people, it's food. Food, food, food. Can you stop shoving this into your face? Stuffing your face? Some people, it's car. Car, 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 car. Ben, boom, car. There is no more feed. Dude's gone. Where are you? He crashed his car. He lost his identity. Hello, young people. Hello. I'll tell you like it is. I don't care. I'm old enough to not care at all. I've been through all this fluff and nonsense. I don't care. I'll tell you like it is. Okay. Did you get this? Oh, I'm getting to a nitty-gritty. I'm going to poke this. I will poke it. I will poke this thing. So you will change your ways. So your feed will be something that really who you are. Not all this visible fluff that comes and goes. Oh. That is personality. Personality cannot consist of something visible. Please understand, if this is visible, this is not you. Because visible, it's only after effect. It's only something that follows. But who you are, it cannot be seen right away. People cannot recognize it right away. But as you get to know a person, you've seen his thinking process, his morals, his motives, his character, and you're like, wow, I want to be friends with this guy because he will not flip on you and betray you. You know people like this. You know that this is the guy I want to be friends with. And some other people, you're like, oh, I don't want to stay away from this dude. He will flop on you, flip on you. He will betray you, cut you off. Like, bye-bye. He will squeeze everything he likes and then just dump you to the side. You don't want to be friends with people like that. See, this is moral principles and character. That's it. Why it's so quiet here? Why it all of a sudden so quiet? Because some of you need to change your business strategy. Oh yeah, from now on, you will work more. You will do this for Jesus and you will get less. Because you will not cut corners. You will do this for your client as for yourself. You leave the job site when it's beautiful, excellent, and you did it for Jesus. You see my point? Why is it so quiet here?
Because I don't care. I'm not going to get much money. I don't care about money.
Money will follow the character of God. Oh, come on. Honor will follow when you have a principles. You will see that all of a sudden you will open some job site open up to you. You don't know who comes and checks your work. Oh, come on. Say amen. You have no clue. You're just giving business cards, just giving your links, your QR code, your portfolio. Who cares? And some guys, wise guys, they don't look at your portfolio that you copy and paste to your profile.
Hello. Not a problem. Ouch. Woo. They go to your job site that they know you did, and they check underneath. They see the seams of the carpet. They see how you laid your hardwood. They see the material quality that you used. And you think, if you're chipping out, that people, when they look, oh, trust me, I've been to hardwood. I used to be a hard floor layer before I been to dental industry. I've seen when people did their electrical work, and they like doing it. And I see people come as I'm doing floor, they checking electrical work. It's like, what are you doing? He said, we're checking real portfolio of this guy. They check in his job. Guys, and as soon as they see how those wires beautifully tucked in, how everything excellent, they give him multi-million bid. Oh, come on, guys. Please get this. That, trust me, if God want to bless you, he'll send somebody to check your invisible work. You think you forgot about that client, but God will send people to that job site. They will check and will say, that's the guy I want to do my 100-story condominium. Woo! And you bam, like that, you're blessed. Huge business, workers, paychecks, money, millions. Because God rewards your character, not your yap. Oh, give Jesus a hand, come on. I'm fixing your heart right now. I'm fixing your ways right now. Oh, come on. You wanna know about me? Ask my son. Simple as that. You want to know who I am? Or you yap a lot. Go and talk to him about me. He will honor me and love me because that's what I do towards him and in my house. Please, guys, understand this. I'm not just sitting here yapping. I'm living this life, what I'm preaching about. Come on. I'm sick of this stuff that people say they don't live it. They fake it. Oh, come on. Hello. Wow, it's so quiet. Are you like what you hear? Do you get this? Please, this is reality. We just get into the, not just to preaching like something general. This is means something for me. I'm giving you the, how should I say, I give you treasure of my heart, stuff that I went through, develop, and I can speak on this today. And soon as you get that principles, and I'm always telling my son, never leave the job site if you're not satisfied. If it's not to your liking and God's liking, go back and fix it, change it, because you will not be blessed. God will not bless fakers. God will not bless those people that cut corners. And in our society, my God, get ready, everybody's doing something horrible, especially behind your back. Do you have invisible components, principles, honor that protect your life? What is protecting my life? Principles, morals, honor. This is what protects my life. Yes, I do stumble, I make mistakes. But what will correct me when nobody sees me? The principles I set way in advance for myself. The principles will say, you know what? You told yourself you will never do this. Go back and redo. Now, I lose money. But you lose money, but you will love yourself. You see what I mean? To me, this is more important than screwed up job site and pocket full of money. Oh, come on, young people. I'm preaching the truth. Come on. Come on. Been there, done that. Trust me. And I've been to the job sites when I try to screw and then I cannot sleep. And then I come back and out of my own pocket, fix the whole thing. I've been there. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's talk about Joseph. Are you good? We good on time? You good? Fine. All right. Let's talk about Joseph real quick. Joseph, blessed by his father, hated by his brothers because he was placed above them, and father loved Joseph way more than he loved all the rest of the brothers and their son, his sons. And now they got Joseph. They said, we're going to cut you, little sucker. We're going to kill you. They got him. They strip him. They take everything away from him. And they want to kill him.
But his brother took him away, tucked him from killing him, and they put him in a hole in the ground, and they sold him to slavery. What a beautiful start of your career. My goodness. And you thinking you have a hard life, right? He's sold into slavery. And can you imagine, he got stripped of everything. Some people asking, God, why are you stripping everything? Because he prepared clothes and position for you. That's why he needs to take away something that he never gave it to you. See, why that beautiful robe that Father gave him need to be taken away? Because if it's not going to be taken away, this is going to be your identity for the rest of your life. That's why God's stripping you away, because he wants to give you his identity, not your father's. Oh, come on. Say amen. Come on. See, that's why God take you. It's like you're crying, God, why this is going away? Why this is going away? Why I'm losing this? Because God taking away that does not belong to you, and he never gave it to you. So that's why Joseph was stripped to nothing, naked, sold into slavery. He comes to Potiphar's house, and his principles, his character, rebuilt everything from zero. Come on, not his anointing. Not his influence. He's got nothing. He's naked boy, young guy. From nothing, he rebuilds everything. And he becomes the most influential slave in that house. That Potiphar gave keys to his mansion. Can you imagine that? The influence that Joseph have? He was placed above everybody. Everything Potiphar gave it to him. Only one thing was forbidden. It's a Potiphar's wife. And the wife won him. He's like, come on, young buck. It's been a while. I'm not gonna get into details. You know what I mean? See, Potiphar's busy. You're here. Let's do it. But see, what stopped Joseph? Nothing. Nobody sees him. There is here you go, beautiful wife. Nobody's at home. You have the keys to the kingdom. And he says, I refuse. This is the first time we see his principle and character kicks in. He said, like, never. Because he's not doing for himself. He's got something on the inside of him that guiding his life. Do you have something on the inside of you that guiding your life? Or you just roll with it? Come on, guys. Especially in a young age, you have to set those boundaries, set those principles, put that work into your character. Yes, you will have less money, but you will have a lot of honor. You have something that a lot of people don't have, respect to yourself. You will respect yourself. This is so different. A lot of people hate themselves. You ask anybody how you feel. Do you love yourself? Ugh. How's it going? But don't even ask. Because your character is so flawed and nasty, you hate yourself. But as soon as you put work into your character, you will honor and love yourself. And then, as soon as you love and honor yourself, now you allowed to love your neighbor. Because Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. But how do you love yourself? That's the question. As soon as you learn to love yourself, you will love your neighbor exactly like that. You know, concept of honor, principles, character, practically unknown to Christianity. Everybody running towards something supernatural, this, supernatural, that. Let's do this. Let's build this. Let's sing this. Let's play that. Let's preach this. Stop. What is an inside of you that no one can see? What is guiding you? Because sometimes you want to preach, but question is why? Oh, come on. Not a lot of people want to preach for the kingdom. They only want to preach when cameras, lights, YouTube. You don't want to preach to some bum on the street. That's real preachers. That's what real preachers are. There are some things, that guy that barely like open one eye and you're like, Jesus loves you. Like, what the heck? See, that's where the real preachers are. Fake preachers, they want to right away have what you had. But I built this for 20 years. Come on. I built this from home sale that nobody wants to come. We built this from nothing. I have people right here that will testify how we started. We started from nothing, from people who shoot themselves in the vein, who drug addicts, drunkards, and we work with those people because church would not take them. And we take them into our house, loving them. God, Jesus set them free. They got baptized. They got saved. We started from that. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't start from pulpit and church. We started from an old raggedy building in small house and just like investing into drug addicts. That's how you start. And people see this and they're like, oh, I want this. No, you don't want this. You don't know how much this costs. Come on. If you jump into this too early, your heart will get corrupted because you don't have the principles that gave you this. Come on. It's a little heavy for Sunday morning, huh? I'm preaching good. I know it. God is restoring right now, not culture of signs and wonders. He's restoring the culture of honor, respect, people with morals, pure motives, hearts, people that want to build kingdom, not for YouTube and Facebook. They want to build kingdom for Jesus when nobody sees them, nobody cares, but you want to build this for Jesus. That's how it works. That's what it is. Do you ever question why we love movies like Troy? Remember 300? Then another one is like Gladiator. You know why we love those movies? And most of the time, characters in those movies die horrible deaths. Do you know why we love them? Because they are guided by principles. We love those movies because you look at the gladiators like, wow! And something, see, that's why it's, those movies, you get so energized, you get so motivated, right? Because this is what God trying to develop inside of you. Why we love movie like Passion of the Christ? Because main character, God, giving his life for you. And that's the thing. Whew. Let's read Job 1:1. I'm trying to wrap it up, but I'm preaching good, you know what I mean? When I get into the flow, come on, only Jesus can stop me. Come on. Okay, Job 1:1. In the land of Uz, there lived a man named Job. This man was blameless. Whoa, that's principles, guys. See, book of Job starts not with something visible. Everything that is here written about Job, it's invisible qualities. Listen to this. And that's why God, when Satan and all of the came to give account what they did, what they see, remember what God says? Did you see my servant Job? Did you see how good he is? What morals he have? How love? And the devil says like, oh, he loves you because all of this fluff. Remember? And God says, no. He said like, okay, touch that fluff and we'll see who Job is. Oh, Will. Oh, trust me. That is a good book. One of my favorite books in the Bible. Okay, Job 1:1. This man was blameless. That was principles. And righteous. It's character. Lived in the fear of God and shunned evil. That's honorable person. See, all this stuff is not visible. It's absolute, it's invisible qualities. See, we don't see the invisible things, but church pay a lot of attention to the visible. See, that's why church got so sidetracked. Because we see those preachers and we see that grace message and that, you know, like a message of a get quick rich. And we see churches so corrupt because we departed from the Christian ways, from the ways of Jesus. Watch what Jesus did. He loved, he invested into the regular people and he taught his disciples. See, we need to come back. To the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because there is a lot of gospels being preached right now and some of them are scary. Whew. Test of Job.
all the visible components were stripped. And the only one test. Do you know, it was funny. Why God allowed Satan to take everything. Satan took everything, but left his wife. I'm sure you've seen those memes, right, online? It's just like, why? Just because Satan can use his wife. He's got no problems. He's just like, what are you still doing? Curse God and die. What a wife. Nice choice, Job. Don't get wife like Job got. Please don't. Because... Oh my God, it's another message. Job's wife, right? I already coming up with the message as I speak. Don't get wife like Job. Hey, Job, you look miserable. Please just curse God and die. Just get out of this misery. Just take yourself out. Just bye. What a wife. Thank you, God. One thing Job did wrong, it chose his wife. Everything else was good. Well, that's my opinion. I don't know. In the process of testing, the last visible component of Job's physical body. Then next time, Job praised God. Remember that Satan took everything? And Job says he praised God. He didn't say anything bad against God. And then Satan comes, okay, skin for skin, remember? Please read the book of Job. I'm sure some of you did, some of you not, but please read it. It's so much wisdom in there. And Satan came, he said like, person will give everything for his health, for his skin, for his health. He said like, and God said, okay, you can touch his health. And Satan touched his health, and he's got sores and bowels and all this sickness and disease. And he just sit and Bible says he would not curse God. He will still remain righteous. What is going on, Job? Guys, this is the principles that God wants us to have. No matter what's... Honestly, guys, who can be stripped and allowed by God? Because he was righteous. Please remember, we can be punished and we know why. Okay? Job got punished and he knew he didn't do anything wrong. So, he's got basis of telling God, what the heck, you know? But he didn't say a word. He said, God gave it, God take it away. Let name of God be praised. Whoo! How many of us can be allowed to go through that and still remain faithful and in love with God? Whoo! Wow! That's the test, right? That's the test. And then... everything came back. He took everything. Do you know what Satan could not take from Job, from you, from me? Your principles. And principles is the one thing that rebuild and restore everything. It restored everything to David when he lost everything. Saul wanted to kill him. Moses, as he lost everything. Basically, when you see what people, who God chooses and their honor principles, everything, they have character, everything got back because of that. Everything restored many, many times over just because you have that character. Let's read one passage and I will wrap it up after this real quick. Job 29:7. That's the passage when his three friends come and he's like, and they tell, you are a sinner because God is not punishing the righteous people. They say like, nobody can receive this punishment and be righteous and holy. Nobody. And Job like, and he said that. Listen to what he said. Job 29:7. When I went to the gate of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me and stepped aside. And the old men rose to their feet. Can you imagine have that much honor? Verse 9. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me, because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. The ones who was dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on a righteousness as my clothing. Justice was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from their teeth. Did you read this, guys? Did you hear this? See, all of Job said, it's absolutely invisible qualities of the character. Nothing is visible. He said, oh, you don't know who you are? Let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you what I do. And this is why God was impressed by him. He never flaunted about this. He never talked about this. He just said that to their friends so they know who he is. Wow. Do you remember why Satan fell? Why Lucifer fell? Oh, we know that. Not because he's got so much glory and presence. Yeah, he was. But he decided in his heart. Can you imagine? That means something that God cannot create, but he always searched for this. So you want to see, you want to be visible by God, noticed by God? Develop invisible qualities of your character. Like I said, your job site, your prayers, your reading of the word, you're helping people that no one can see you. You stopping on the road to help somebody to change the tire. You see what I mean, guys? This is the things that heaven is looking for. This is the things that heaven bless people with those characters, with benefits of that character. See, this is what God looking for. It's a battle for the invisible, of which everyone visible consists. Everything visible, it comes from the invisible. Okay, let me just finish this. I'm sure I got my point across. You got this, right? Guys, like I said, I'm a person of real. I'm a realist. I'm a person that loves reality. And this is our reality. People that preach on the pulpit and screw people in his business on Monday morning. Come on. People that pray in a mic and angels like, whoa, what a prayer. And he's like scheming and plotting and robbing people blind by his morals, his wrong character and flaws, and has no grid, has no boundaries. See, that's what I don't want to be. That's what I'll be around. But see, anointing gifts, this is the product of heaven. And honor principles, it's product of human heart. Soon as you put your heart and say, God, help me to develop this. Help me to become this. Because heaven and God notices this is what God is looking for. So this is how a sermon called, what God is looking for. What is he looking for? He's looking for this. And you absolutely, all of us, we start the same. Not poor and rich. No, we start the same with the same heart. And we make decisions what our heart is going to be. All of us. Some get more corrupt. And some people just get better and better and better. I don't care about money. Because yeah, you have money, but you lost respect for yourself. That's bad. We are now in the season of restoring standards and honor. Fatherhood, what it means to be husband to your wife, to be father to your children. Love your neighbor as yourself. I'm done. You good? Give Jesus a hand. Woo!
I'm sure you get something, at least some little bit from this. I did. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's stand up. Let's stand to our feet. Can we have some music? Thank you. Yeah. Just, I know I spoke a lot of things, but I know God spoke something to you. I know, because when I'm getting ready to write my sermon, I always go on my knees and say, God, what do you want to say? I don't care. I said it for 20 years, I said it all. I don't care. What do you want to say? And he told me, say this. Because some of the people who watch us, some of the people who hear, you need to hear this. You need to hear this because this is the day your character will change. This is the day where you decide, I'm no longer gonna screw people around me. I'm making decision to bless. I'm making decision to make less money and have more respect for myself. I'm making decision to love people that I work for, do business with. I will live as a son of God. So no one have anything against me because I love my God and I live pure life for Him. I will make mistakes, but I will correct my mistakes. Close your eyes. If you need prayer, if some of you have been touched, really touched right now, and you need a prayer, please come up. Our team will pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes, bow your heads. Just honestly, look inside your heart. And if you see something that's been addressed today, don't shove this under the rug. Expose this and deal with this right now. Tell Jesus I'm sorry. Tell Him I'm starting my life differently. I will make different decisions starting right now. I will watch my mouth. I will watch my heart. I will ask You to change my heart. Purify me. Change my thinking. Give me Your motives. Give me the right motives. I am Son of God. And people need to see me as Son of God. Not a Sunday going Christian and then screw everybody on Monday. I am Your son. Change me, Jesus. I have problems. I have flaws. But I'm asking You, change me. Change me, Jesus. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Heal somebody else's heart. Heal somebody's heart right now. Somebody's in pain. Maybe somebody did something towards you. And I've heard this many times. This is actually such a sad truth. I've heard this many times. People say, I will do business with anybody but Christians. I'm sure you heard that. And I said, like, wow, Jesus. And actually, it's not funny. It just saddened my heart so much because I say, why? He said, only Christians can screw you like this. And I said, God, how far we've fallen, because secular businesses can be more honorable than Christian businesses. This is sad. This is pure sadness. I refuse this. We will change this. It's not going to be part of this church and this community. You will do work for God and your work will be excellent. Yes. Your work will be excellent because you're not doing it for yourself or people. You're doing it for Jesus. Bible says, everything you do, do as you would for God, His kingdom. That's it. You think you're building kingdom on the knees? No, you're building kingdom by laying out hardwood floors. Building somebody else's kitchen. You want those people open those cabinets and curse you for 10 years in a row? Because that cabinet hanging their own way, door cannot open. It's like, ah. Or you want people 10 years in a row bless your work, bless you, bless your business, and refer you to everybody they know. That's how it works. Stop blaming everything on the devil. In this situation, you are the devil. And you need to make a decision right now to change your ways and say, I will never do this again.
I will never do this again. Because I respect God too much. Thank you, Jesus.
I know this message may be slap in the face. That's the whole point of it. But that's how we roll in this church. We don't hide. We don't cover. We don't fluff. We address the issues and we deal with them in the name of Jesus. And everybody say, amen. Give Jesus a hand. Woo! Amen.